Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, but what we were talking about were those Guardian caps that the players wear, not Guardians, our baseball team, but Guardian caps that NFL players wear during practice. I know of one high school hockey team that wears those too now for high school play during their practice. And I'm just wondering, now that the league has adjusted the rules to allow players the option of using the Guardian caps during regular season games to protect themselves from, you know, brain injury. Will they? Do you think they will?
Not necessarily. And I say that based on just more information that I've read about these. And the thought is this. Apparently, and this is according to the vice president of the league, a gentleman named Jeff Miller,
Okay. Actually.
And he's the NFL executive vice president. Mm-hmm. He has said that the caps have worked beautifully in practice, and they've reduced concussions by like 50% for the position groups that wear those, because I think it was the offensive line. They were mandated that they actually had to wear those. But here's the thing. He said there are new helmets that are this year available, new helmets that provide as much, if not more, protection than a different helmet combined with the Guardian cap. So you wouldn't have the, forgive me, different look. I'm not going to call it bad. It's a different look on your head with these things. You almost look like you're wearing some kind of a cooler on your head. But if they have a helmet, Andy, that looks like a helmet that provides the same, if not more, protection than a helmet and the Guardian cap, I would think the players would gravitate toward that. They also have said, though, and this is a concern that the two of us have had. You look at the Guardian cap, and it's just a blank color, you know?
Right.
And they have...
In fact, one of them I looked at looks like the old-fashioned leather helmet.
Right.
Yeah.
They plan to, for players who plan to wear them in the game, if anybody does, put team logos on them.
So they'll repaint it so it looks like the helmet?
I would assume.
It's not like you can put a sticker on it. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't put a sticker on it because they have indentations. It looks kind of like anybody remember an ice tray that you used to put in the freezer?
Yeah.
Turn it upside down, that's what these things look like. You know, they have these squares, right, that are padding and protection. And so if you took the little ice trays, flip them upside down, and put them on a helmet, that's kind of what it looks like to me anyway. Somehow they're going to put a logo on those. And if a player is going to use those in the game, that's why I think they're just going to gravitate toward the more safe helmets. And if you look around the league, some of the guys are wearing these different helmets already. Patrick Mahomes' helmet looks bigger than everybody else's. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
And George Kittle wears a helmet that's kind of elongated out front, the 49ers tight end. And it looks like it sticks out farther from his forehead than many helmets. And then you have the helmets, Andy, that have the big, like a piece right on the forehead where it will take an impact a little bit and move. You know, it won't. It's not just boom, you're colliding heads. it has a little give and take to it. With all of the developments that we've had, just in every which way, you know, in the game, in science in general, wouldn't you think they could come up with a helmet that helps significantly? And it looks like they're on their way to doing such things.
I also wonder, so, I mean, if you look at the Guardian site, the company that makes those, I'm sure there are other companies that make them. But
it's pretty cool, yeah. I've done that before.
Yeah, I mean, Guardian has, I didn't realize it, over 300 colleges, over 3,000 high schools, 750 youth programs, all 32 NFL teams, all 9 CFL teams, and then obviously they're mandated for practice. You know, they say that they reduce impact up to 33% and that it's perfect for interior position groups. There is one version, the football scrimmage penny cap that they make that is kind of doesn't have the ice tray look that you're talking about. And I don't know if that's, you know, less protective, more protective. I don't know how that works in that situation. But I wonder if guys are going to wear these helmets.
Well, you mean the caps?
The cap. It's the cap, not so much the helmet.
Don't you think? I just think you're going to get a new helmet. That something is somebody's going to come up with something.
Well, you wonder why they can't have more of the Guardian, you know, shock impact.
Yeah.
That helps her on the inside rather than the out. But then you come up with these giant helmets and look like you're from Spaceballs, and I don't think that's going to go over real well either.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not. Fashion compared to brain trauma is, you know. There's no argument there, you know? And so I don't know. When I look at these things, I just think it's going to take one or two guys and someone with, unless they can come up with more, I'm looking at just a more fashionable way to present those on top of the helmets.
Well, and keep this in mind. And
again, it's about, you know, it's about NFL marketing.
And how do teams market themselves? Many teams use their helmet or their logo. You know, and the logo's on the helmet. So there you go. I think what you want to avoid, and we threw this out when we were kicking it around before the show. Anybody who ever watched the Flintstones cartoons?
Yeah.
The Great Gazoo?
Yeah.
Who was, you know, like the...
Yeah.
He had that great big helmet on.
Mm-hmm.
It looked silly.
Yeah.
And the Great Gazoo...
Well, he did have a large dome,
real,
too.
Real terrible storyline by Hanna-Barbera.
It was Harvey Korman.
It was terrible.
Why? Just because? Would you think that's when the show jumped the shark with him? Is that what it was?
Can you jump a shark before Happy Days actually jumped the
Absolutely.
Shark?
Absolutely.
I don't think you can.
No, I think you can. I think that is a great
frame
of reference
to
understand.
You don't want to look like the Great Gazoo. And it is Gazoo, not Kazoo.
The other part of the Guardian cap that I see that could be profitable is that when you do have that, you know, that inverted ice tray look, I just see all kinds of opportunity for advertising on the helmet.
On each little cube?
Yes. Or, you know, different ways to make the cube an advertising point of. Sorry. Tell me you can't see that. If the NFL thinks they can make more money. Now, this all on the heels, too, Jeff, of, you know, the league talking about 18 games. Roger Goodell did that over the weekend, too.
Do you think more legislation when it comes to the way you're able to tackle is part of the solution to this? Or
going back to the concussions?
Yeah. Or is it incidental contact?
I think it's just head bumping on the line for the most part. I think that it's, you know,
wide receivers and DBs who end up with these collisions that are just atrocious.
Yeah,
and they're scary.
So those, you know, those high speed, high impact plays, I think, are the ones that we always want to talk about and we always want to look at. But if you're an offensive lineman who's getting, you know, your noggin rocked on every play.
Yeah, but they.
It's, I mean, they're, yes, they're not, they, but it's
but
still.
But they're kind of like going, they're not just putting their heads down and butting heads with each other, you know, like bulls out in the field. They're
right.
Actually.
But the game
their,
was.
Their
has
heads
been
are
like
up
that
and they're looking, supposedly.
If they're doing it the right way. Correct.
Well, in theory.
I don't know. I don't know the future for this. And, you know, there are a lot of different things that...
The future is the game is just brutal, and it's not going to get any less brutal. I can't imagine.
When I look at this, Jeff, though, I think about this and just kind of forwarding this just a little, that the commissioner talking about playing 18 games. and more head contact and more opportunity for injury. And, you know, and I also see, and I'll get more into this in a minute too, but I mean, check around on Friday nights. It used to be, you know, Thursdays they would play a freshman game. Friday nights would be the varsity game. Saturday would be the JV game. Pretty standard across our state, at least. Teams are having trouble fielding more than one team now. Schools that, you know, were gigantic powerhouses have found football to be, you know, not exactly the go-to sport for young kids now because of the concussions, because of what's going on in the game. And we're seeing these schools. We're seeing the, you know, the state kicking around an 8-on-8 championship with, you know, Northwest Ohio already has a bunch of 8-on-8 leagues, teams that are playing in the league. And, you know, I wonder what the future of the game is going to be like for American players and expansion there and trying to grow this game internationally. I mean, look at what we're talking about. We're talking about these helmets protecting players, but yet we have a decrease in youth playing football. And so, I'm looking at all that. I don't know. I want your opinions. I kind of want your thoughts on some of this stuff.
Thanks.
Nice. I'm curious what you think.
I think that the NFL is going to do everything it can to protect its product. And Andy, and I think part of that is part of the international, I think, is a talent base. You know, I think they have to find talent elsewhere. And
I think you're 100% correct.
Do you?
Especially based on the numbers that we're talking about now, where, you know, schools are having trouble at the high school level, and at the youth level, the numbers are down.
The Browns just signed a guy yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I'll hope I don't butcher his name. His name is Roy Mbeteka. Roy Mbeteka.
Loud, fast.
It's Mbeteka. Mbeteka. That's his name. He's 6'8", 330. Okay? He's their international signer, their international player. And he was with the Giants in 2022 and has been around, so he's in that international player pathway program. There are 6'8", 330-pound guys all around the world.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't you bring him in and teach him how to play guard? Teach him how to play tackle? There are really fast guys all around the world. You going to teach him how to cover kicks? I would think that there are guys around the world who, if they were exposed to the game, could come in and play. And not to take anything away from guys who learned their craft, you know, from the time they were in junior high on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're 6'8", 330, you got a leg up on being an offensive lineman. And maybe they go that in that direction. I would think the skill position guys are guys who are going to end up being American born and bred. Because in order to play the game, I think the skills are something you have to really come up with. However, like the Chiefs just signed some guy who's is a running back, kick returner, receiver, who's a rugby guy. And he said, hey, I want to try this. I want to see what this is all about. And those are the types of guys you might see that those types of guys coming into the game. And 6'8", 330, aren't you going to take a look?
For sure.
Yeah. And so that's...
I will say this, though. With the popularity of the game right now...
Like basketball players who make the move and become offensive linemen or tight ends.
Yeah, that's...
Antonio Gates.
Yeah.
But Antonio also had a football background.
True. I look at this and I'm trying to figure out if this is a solution for the NFL if there aren't players there. You know, a lot of it, I think, started with a concussion where we're holding back, you know, kids in this country from playing football, but for safety reasons. And I totally understand that. But now, as you look forward and you see the NFL trying to do something like this, is the game's push for international play going to be the savior for the game down the road as far as having players? 216-474-0092. Could we look like the NBA? Could the NFL look like the NBA or the NHL or Major League Baseball? I think those are all out there. I just wonder if that will make it as appealing to folks that are all in right now.
I'll tell you why not next.
Okay. 216-474-0092.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.